Hello and welcome to the Honest Politics Podcast. My name is Alex Gamsik and I am the founder of Honest Politics LLC. Today we're going to come back and look at an academic article. I haven't done one of these in a while. I sure missed it. But I've been getting into football lately, you know, during the pandemic. It's nice to have hobbies. It's nice to have distractions. Football has certainly been a distraction, especially since I live in Western New York. And it's been really exciting to see the Bills doing extremely well. So I'm really, you know, recording this before they face the Ravens. I hope they do well. And I figured I'd look and see what the academic literature has to say about football. I actually came across a economics of betting article that was really interesting concerning football bets. So this was written by Linda and Bill Woodland. The title is The National Football League Season Wins, Total Betting Market, The Impact of Heroistics on Behavior. If I pronounce heroistics wrong this whole time, I apologize, but it's a weird word. It's a weird word that means shortcuts in the brain that are used in decision-making, often based on prior knowledge. So they define it in the article, heroistics are rules formulated by individuals to simplify their decision-making process. These are often rules of thumb. They're shortcuts based on personal information obtained through trial and error, but they're usually misleading. Too often, we rely on our prior recent experiences that have a small sample size. So they list some reasons, you know, some big concerns here. They say that often people ignore the regression to the mean, so people tend to focus on the extremes rather than the fact that most things in life are pretty average. They overreact to recent events rather than relevant past events. People tend to think more about something that just happened rather than something that happened maybe a year or two ago that is just as important to what you're trying to figure out. And then overconfidence. People look at patterns in data without really realizing why that pattern is occurring. So if you tend to think the Patriots are great because they've always been great, well, you might not understand exactly the mechanics that make the Patriots successful for so many years, but they just happen to be. And the author said that betting markets are a great way to measure financial economics because there's one, real-world consequences for these bets, and two, the bettors are not aware they're under academic scrutiny, they're not thinking they're part of an experiment, and then three, there's a lot of data. There's a lot of people in the betting market with sports. My one contention with why this might not be a great financial economics exercise is that certain people bet money. Not everybody bets money on football or anything else for that matter. These are less risk-averse people. They're more likely to take risks. They're more likely to follow football. They're probably more likely to be male. They're more likely to have money to spend, etc., etc. So many studies find that markets are efficient, meaning that, like, you can't. So when we say markets are efficient, we mean that it's in equilibrium. It's hard to take advantage of. It's hard to say, oh, the Bills are -2.5 this week, but they obviously should be 6, so I'm going to bet on that. Usually, in the aggregate, if you bet on the Bills every week, for instance, you're going to come out net $0 in a perfectly efficient market if you bet the line every single time. If you have a way, if the market is inefficient, then that means you can bet a certain way and take advantage of it and make a lot of money, not just through luck, but through a fundamental inefficiency, a fundamental flaw in the way that these are being priced. This is true with investments also. If you see, if Tesla you think is extremely overvalued right now, you could bet against Tesla stock going up and you can make a ton of money because you think that market is inefficient. Many studies find that most markets are efficient, but racetrack and English football, meaning soccer, tends to favor long shots relative to favorites, and they create betting opportunities, and that is known as arbitrage. So arbitrage is my favorite word. It's what I was just talking about, where there is an opportunity for you to make money by betting on an inefficiency, by taking advantage of a market that's not at equilibrium. And in these certain sports, these people, you know, the researchers found that you can win by betting on the favorite Going into the Browns-Chiefs game, for instance, if you bet on the Chiefs, you'll probably make more money because people are emotionally invested in the Browns. They're going to bet on the Browns because they're a long shot, because maybe they live in Ohio. It's going to be better for you in the long run if you bet for the favorite, especially in these racetrack and English football sports. But other markets are efficient, so if you try to do this with baseball, it might not work as well. And just as a quick tangent, baseball is harder to come out with wins because usually the better team wins in baseball, whereas in football, any team can kind of get lucky on a few games and do really well. Because there's so many baseball games, the better team tends to do better throughout the season, and the averages, you know, the outlier games where one bad team luckily wins against a good team, those are not as frequent. They get lost in the dozens and dozens of other games that happen throughout the season, and including the fact that, like, playoffs and the World Series are multiple games long. You can't just have a few lucky interceptions during the Super Bowl and come out on top. So, you know, football is more luck-based because outliers have a bigger effect on how the season goes. Anyway, let's keep going. This study used betting lines from 1998 to 2010, but it didn't use 2001. It only used about 370 bets on 32 lines, so the sample size is pretty small. The professors used probit analysis from the underbettors' perspective to see if the market was efficient or not. They found the market is highly inefficient, with the potential to make 10 to 30% profit by taking advantage of it. They expected returns increased with the number of prior season wins, showing a bias increases when the strengths of a team's recent performance. So if you think back to last year, the Chiefs did really well last year. They won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of bias based on that recent performance. A lot of people will bet on the Chiefs just because of that. And they probably made a lot of money this year because the Chiefs did great. But for other teams, like if you had been betting on the Patriots just because the Patriots have always been great, well, look what happened this year. They didn't even have a winning record. Literature, the academic literature, says that like investors, bettors gamble based on noise rather than the underlying fundamentals. They like to bet on questionable advice, glamour, or false momentum. So, unfortunately, well, no, look, you can see this with the Ravens, where, like, they had a great game, you know, the wild card round of the playoffs, and people are like, oh my god, the Ravens, they're doing great, they're coming up, they're gonna beat Bills, maybe it's gonna be a close game, whereas, like, if you look at the underlying fundamentals of both teams, the Bills probably have a better shot to win than the Ravens, you know? And if you bet the Bills, you stand to make some money. Well, this is not gambling advice. I'm just giving examples. I don't know if this is true, okay? I'm just trying to use some of what the academics have to say and apply it. So don't listen to me for gambling advice. I've never even done sports gambling. People, you know, they might not understand the fundamentals of football. They're just playing to win, you know, some money. They're playing to have fun. And another reason for inefficiency is supported by the literature that this is not just an investment. It's for entertainment. It's easier, you know, it's fun to put some money on the game. It makes the game more exciting when you're sitting around with your friends or by yourself drinking beer, like me, some weeks. Well, that's how we are with the pandemic, I guess, right? It's also easier to root for scoring lots of points than scoring no points. Like, people don't want to bet on, like, oh, the Rams are going to get 7 points this game. Oh, that's exciting. You want to bet on the Kansas City Chiefs getting 45 points on the Browns. That's more exciting. So there's more opportunities for betting the under. It's usually a more favorable bet. I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast today, and they were kind of saying that, where, like, I guess they kind of know at this point, betting on the under is usually better because people like to, you know, bet on their favorites. If I was a gambler, I would bet on the Bills, and I'm sure that's extremely influenced by the fact that I love the Bills. So I hope this was at least a little interesting for you, how, you know, our brain takes shortcuts, our brain influences the way we make decisions, including these important financial decisions. You're putting money on a game that's completely out of your control, and, you know, you might be influenced by things that you like, like a football team by the area you're in, by wanting to root for more points rather than less, by recent shifts in momentum. You know, the Ravens are suddenly doing great, so they must win the next game, right? Or, you know, the Chiefs have always been great, so of course they're going to win the Super Bowl. When you're not actually sure those are happening, you might not really understand, you know, the quarterback position, the offensive and defensive lines, and looking at the injury reports every week and stuff like that. And even if you do, you're not where the head coaches are, where they understand everything about their team. So there's just, you know, you're betting on something that you really don't fully understand or have full control over. You don't have any control over it. So it's interesting to look at. And I hope you found this interesting. It relates to politics because obviously economics and finance tie into public policy. And this is really the most recent relevant article I could find on the National Football League while we're all celebrating the playoffs. And by the time this comes out, we'll be looking forward to the conference championship rounds coming up. I hope you had a great time listening. If you want any other topics, just let me know. Any political science research, you want to know who's on your ballot, you want to learn about Biden's economic plan he's rolling out, any of the politics and the elections and the impeachment, give me an email, alex@honestpoliticsllc. It's extremely affordable, probably costs you $10 or $5 if you want to know who's on your ballot. I look forward to talking with you. The citation for the article is in the description. I've been rambling on because it's been months since I've done a podcast, and I'll see you next time as we seek to discover more of the stories behind the statistics.